It is time for the WPCA Chuck Wagon Report, and this week our guest is Chance Vegan. Chance, how are you, man?
Good. How are you guys doing?
We're doing really well. We will talk about your season and the first couple of stops in just a second, but I guess overall, what keeps you busy in the off season? What was the transition like from 2018 to 2019?
Oh, I'm in the rat race downtown Calgary, chasing work in the petroleum industry. So I work for a trucking company and a facility construction company. So I try to hustle some work for my outfit up north.
Well, and certainly Chuck Wagon racing is not unfamiliar to you or your family. Maybe just a bit of a backstory. How'd you get into it? And was it always something you wanted to follow in the footsteps of your grandfather and your dad, obviously?
Yeah, it's kind of the mainstream thing for the generation, people like myself. Ralph Vegan was kind of kicking it off in the 50s, and my dad followed him, and Ralph had some success going down the road with the likes of Kelly Sutherland and Dave Lewis. I started out riding about 15 and decided to drive at about 27, so here we are.
What's that like when you transition from an outrider to wagon racing? Because obviously not, as I mentioned, not unfamiliar to you. You certainly had a lot of background info on that. But what's that like when you make the jump?
Oh, a lot more work and a lot less sleep. Going down the road with 20 head is pretty big challenge. As an outrider, you're showing up at 7 o'clock at night and you're kind of just contracted to go and do your job. It's a big, big workload. It was a big transition for me, for sure.
Take us through your first couple of stops here in 2019. I guess we'll start with Grand Prairie. What happened there for you that week? And I know it's a little bit different, too, because your first two stops, obviously, you've got a dash for cash in Grand Prairie. You didn't have one in Saskatoon. You won Saskatoon. Maybe how does that change your approach when there is the dash and then when it is just straight-up aggregate?
It doesn't really change anything. You're still going out there with your plan. For us, it's to get a lot of these newer horses in races, kind of leading into the bigger shows in July, that being Pinocchio in Calgary. We never really come out of the gate too hot. I kind of take a slower approach when it comes to spring training and really let the horses ease into things. We kind of had a rough show in GP. We had a couple good runs, a couple bad ones, a little bit of penalties, and then things started to come together in Saskatoon. So I'm looking forward to see what the horses do this weekend in Medicine Hat.
Chance Vegan's our guest on the WPCA Chuck Wagon Report this week. The next stop is in Medicine Hat, and that begins in a couple of nights. And you mentioned the fact that maybe Grand Prairie not the best stop for you. You also mentioned kind of that spring training. I guess how much horse turnover do you have year to year? Does it vary, obviously, with the ages? And what does your group look like this season?
We're really, really young. But with that also comes a lot of inexperience. So I'm trying to get these younger horses in as many races as possible and kind of, asking a little bit less out of the older ones. But the young ones have a lot of talent and there's a lot of speed there. So I'm hoping if they keep on this trend, they're really improving at a quick rate, maybe a little faster than I expected. If they keep improving like this, I'm really excited to see what they do in the shows to come here.
Certainly not every show is 10 days like the Stampede, but how often do you change your combinations, or is it usually you just got a couple of different foreheads and then you just go with the one you want, or how does that work in terms of a night-to-night basis?
Typically, we have an outfit that's really strong on barrels 1 and 2, and that's just a little bit longer of a setup, so we need a bit of a more chargier outfit to get around the barrels there. 3, 4, some guys prefer those. My 3-4 barrel outfit's a little bit weaker. They're kind of younger as well. And then the third outfit we have is kind of like close your eyes and pray for the best and hopefully they start learning things. I'm not a barn with a pile of depth, so the third outfit's a work in progress, but typically guys will have an outfit for barrel 1 and 2, switch things up for 3 and 4, and then sneak that third outfit in every once in a while just to spell the other ones off.
You mentioned it too. It's kind of weird. Most of the sports you want to peak at the end, but you also want to make sure your peak is coming next month, right? How does that work in terms of being able to make sure you're riding your best and everything's kind of clicking for you in about a month here?
Well, it goes back to how you prepare in the spring. Like I said, we kind of take a slower approach and really try to build the horses up slower. We don't ask a whole bunch out of them in the first 2 months. Some guys like to come out of the gate hot and get off to a good start. We've had pretty good luck getting them to peak in July, so I think the base is just how you push them in the spring. And for us, 2 months of a slower process, if you will, and then kind of letting them run into things in the month of June has worked well for us. So I think even though they ran really, really hard last show, I think we're still on the improve. So hopefully we peak in July like we're hoping to.
And is it easier to, I don't want to say run them into the ground, but knowing there's kind of that break after Calgary, does that allow you to maybe run them a little bit harder?
Yes and no. Things can change so fast in this game. You think you have an outfit figured out and the other one starts to get better. So until you really get to July and you've run 4 or 5 shows, you're really not sure what you have, but make no doubt about it. You got to go with your best. It's the same as hockey. You're going to play, you know, the Marchand line a little bit more when you get into the playoffs, and that's kind of how we approach it as well.
Chance Vegan's our guest. WPCA Chuck Wagon Report is every Tuesday at 3 o'clock here on Sportsnet 960 The Fan. Okay, you know, we talk about getting your peak in July. What happens between stops on tour? So what happened when you came home Sunday as a champion from Saskatoon as you get set for Thursday in Medicine Hat?
Typically, we just go straight to the next venue, and we just try to get them as comfortable as possible. After a shipping day and a travel day, sometimes the horses won't eat as much, and they're kind of getting used to their new environment. So once we're on the road, we don't go home. We're off to the next rodeo after each show's done, and we just try to get them comfortable to their surroundings, and not a whole bunch goes on in between race days. We don't train a whole bunch unless that third outfit maybe didn't go last show. We're going to have to keep them a little bit sharp and keep them exercised. But for me, I don't have a pile of horses. It's not a huge operation, so I don't have a bunch of training to do in between shows. We kind of just let the horses chill out and relax and get ready for race day.
Obviously, the races are so intense and so, you know, they can be challenging for the horses. So I don't imagine, I was going to ask you if it's like golf. Do you take them on a dry run in Medicine Hat, or is it just, you know, come night one on Thursday, that's the first time they're seeing the track?
Yeah, I prefer to just wait till race day and keep that in their tank. And some guys are different. Some guys like to get them out there and get them used to the track and maybe sharpen them up right before. But every run we give them now is one less we'll get out of them come July and afterwards. So I kind of take a more cautious approach. And well, horses are fit. We had a good spring, so I don't need to do a whole bunch of training and trial runs prior to the race day. I'll just wait for the horn to blow come race time.
We talked about it at the top. I mentioned how it's certainly been a family tradition for you guys and for the Vegans. What's it like still racing with your dad, and how much does he have left in the tank?
I don't know. I get asked that a lot. When is he going to quit? He's had a few health issues, and he's flirted with the idea of having an auction, but it's hard to get out of this game once you're in, so I think his mind changes daily. I'm not sure if he'll go past Calgary this year or if he'll take another run at it. He is getting long in the tooth. But as far as racing against him, it's really no different. Most of the time, I don't even notice if it's him or just another competitor. You got to be pretty focused on the four horses in front of you, and that's kind of how I go at it.
I know maybe it's happened in the past. You mentioned he might not go past Calgary. So if that does happen, do you race his wagon? What happens with his spot on tour?
Well, I think it would depend on who acquired most of his horses. Somebody would have to fill that position. It would have to be a guy with a really, really big barn. But again, I'm not too sure. He's having a lot of fun this year too. So it wouldn't surprise me if he went another year.
You mentioned you're having some fun earlier with the Marchand talks. Are you all in on the Stanley Cup final? You'll be watching tomorrow night?
Yeah, I'm watching the Raptors as well. I'm really not sure who's going to win Game 7. I'm kind of rooting for St. Louis, to be honest.
It's kind of crazy how the basketball fever's taken over, eh?
I know. If they get a better shot in that final possession, that Toronto would have erupted last night. I'm rooting for them. It would be pretty sweet for basketball in Canada.
Chance, always fun to catch up, man. I hope we can do this again before the season ends. Best of luck this weekend in Metahattan. And again, we'll see you here in Calgary in July. But thanks for your time today, man.
Okay, no problem. Thanks, guys.